We are now reaching the end of the road for delusions. The era that we're leaving is the era of fairy tales, of free money, massive money printing, the era of imaginary biology, transgenderism, right? The era of rigged elections and self-identifying as something that you are not. And the era we're moving into is the era of consequences. This is the era where the rubber meets the road. This is the era of cause and effect coming true. And this era is going to destroy the psyche of the people who have been living in delusions. And really, if you look around the population, people have been living mostly in delusional fairy tale worlds in their minds. And fairy tales about everything, from the food they eat. You know, it's a fairy tale. It's artificial colors, artificial flavors, lacking nutrition. And they think they can get away with eating junk food because they just imagine they can, you know, manage their diseases with prescription pharmaceuticals, for example. Medicine has been a fairy tale world. The whole pandemic was a giant fairy tale. The vaccine safety is a fairy tale, because, of course, it's a depopulation extermination weapon. Economics. We've been living in a fairy tale since 1971, when Nixon took us off the gold standard. We've been living in a fiat currency fairy tale, and it's coming to an end. And many other fairy tales are coming to an end. And it's indicative that at the end of this era, censorship is the only last weapon holding together the lies. Because without censorship, all of this would have been exposed long ago. Everything would have come out already. But only censorship is the last desperate clinging to the lies and the fairy tales that they've been living under for so many decades. And it's all about to come tumbling down, including, by the way, cheap, affordable, available, plentiful food. That has been a delusion that can't continue. It's no longer a reality. Or how about the assumption of never-ending climbing stock prices or home prices or land prices? That's coming to an end as well, especially as we have the big die-off. You know how cheap land is going to get when tens of millions of Americans die over the next X number of years? Land is going to get very cheap. Housing will be very cheap. Residential buildings, commercial buildings, you name it. Economically speaking, our world has been living under the fairy tale assumption of never-ending growth, that we would always grow. Well, guess what? The GDP for Q1 2022 officially contracted by 1.4%. The economy is now shrinking, even according to official government lies, because, you know, it's a deception. The government numbers are a deception. The truth is, it's shrinking far more than 1.4%. So in the not-too-distant future, people are going to be looking back at things like the pregnant man emoticon that's on Apple devices now. You know, you can have a little pregnant man. They're going to look back at that and just laugh and think, how deluded was this society today in 2022, thinking that a man could be pregnant? I mean, it's the ultimate demonstration of the delusion. Of course, a man can't get pregnant. There's no such thing, obviously. But the delusions are so extreme in our society that we now have some percentage of the population, obviously all left-wing lunatics and libtards, who think that men can get pregnant. That's how delusional they are. Imagine what else they think that's also total delusion, such as, oh, vaccines are safe and effective, or that they can kill their child after it's born for up to 28 days because it's not really a child until after 28 days. They believe that. They literally believe that, that they can murder children and that it's okay. So some of the things you're going to see collapse as reality hits the fan are, well, pensions, for one. Pensions are a fairy tale. Really, all the IOUs from the government are fairy tales. So Social Security, Medicare benefits, pensions, even from private corporations and so on, these are all going to collapse in value, especially as the dollar loses its value because of hyperinflation. So you're going to see the vast majority of people suffering a severe mental breakdown because the artificial world in which they've been living is being shattered all around them. And they will tend to lash out in all kinds of unpredictable and psychotic ways. And how do I know this? Because we can observe this behavior in people right now as reality is hitting them from the vaccines. So you may know people, I know people, who have taken vaccines and initially they said, oh, I believe in the science. Even though the science never said these vaccines were safe or effective, there were no long-term clinical trials whatsoever. So there was no science. There was just hype and lies. But they said, I believe in the science. Which really means that they're gullible morons who believed in the hype, right? But then now, a year later, they're suffering from things like chest pains or chronic fatigue, or they're sick all the time. They can't get out of bed, have no energy, can't function. And you tell them, hey, these are symptoms of spike protein damage to your vascular system, your neurological system, and so on. And they can't handle that. So they lash out. They attack the messenger, obviously, usually. They double down on their delusion. But they get angry about the world around them, and they try to blame somebody else. I've seen this a lot. Projection. To blame someone else. Like, oh, no, my chest pain isn't from the vaccine. My chest pain is because you're making me mad. That's why I'm having chest pain. You know, these kinds of things. So they project onto you their own problems and symptoms because they can never own what they did to themselves. They can never own it. So watch for this in terms of the psychology of what's coming. So when people are starving to death and they have no food, they will never own it. They will never tell themselves, oh, I failed to prepare. Nope. It'll be your fault. Of course it's your fault because you have extra food. You must have taken the food that should have been theirs, they will think, even though they could have purchased the food at the grocery store at any time, but they didn't. So since you have extra food, it's your fault. Or if you're healthy, but they have symptoms, it's also your fault. Why? Because you didn't get vaccinated, you must have made them sick, you see. That's right. You, the unvaccinated person, you made them sick. They will blame their vaccine symptoms on you. Total projection. Even though in reality, they're vaccine shedders. They're shedding the toxic spike protein nanoparticles, and you had to overcome that shedding, perhaps using something like ivermectin or chlorine dioxide or vitamin D or zinc or whatever. You had to overcome them being a walking biological time bomb, contaminating you with their spike proteins, and yet they will blame you for making them sick, you see. So in every area, they will project their failures onto you. When they have no money, because the dollar collapses, they have no money, they will blame you. Why? Why is it your fault? Let's see, what reason can they come up with? Oh, because you talked about the stock market was going to crash. Therefore, you made it crash. You see, it's your fault. I ran into this years ago. Back in 1998 and 99, I was warning people about the coming dot-com bubble popping. And I was very public about it and also talking to a lot of people I knew. I said, you know, this is crazy. The stock market's not going to go up forever. Not everybody's going to get rich off dot-com stocks. They don't have any revenue. And you know, I was told over and over again, oh, you don't need revenue. All the rules are different now. It's all changed. Everybody's going to get rich and nobody will ever have to work again. You've heard that recently too? Yeah, same thing over and over again. So then after I was telling them, no, the market's going to crash. You should maybe not leverage everything. And people were mortgaging their homes, you know, to make big bets on the dot-com market. And I told them, that's a mistake. You should get out of these markets. And after the dot-com collapse, some of these people blame me. It's your fault for talking about it. You see, your fault. Just you talking about it made the collapse happen. Just as you not taking the vaccine makes them sick from the vaccine. So delusional people are all around you. And to some extent, we have to continuously make an internal effort to rid ourselves of whatever delusions were placed upon us earlier in life from maybe school teachers or parents or coworkers or what have you. There's a lot of delusions that can be placed on you. And it takes real courage. It takes real free thinking to discard those delusions and get back to reality. So for some people, that process never happens. And for others, it takes time. It can take many years. But if you're listening to this podcast, you are very good at this process. You're very good at casting aside delusions, especially those delusions that do not serve your interests of, you know, surviving and thriving during what's coming. But most people are not good at that. Most people cannot discard those delusions. So those delusions will destroy them. They will be a victim of their own beliefs. Their beliefs will cause their destruction, but they will blame you. So be prepared for this psychologically. This is a major part of what you are about to witness. Because the easy living that has really been the foundation for what most people have experienced in our lifetimes, the relatively easy money, the relatively easy home ownership, the relatively easy access to food, and so on and so forth, these things are all collapsing. Life is about to get very difficult in ways that most people could never have imagined. And as it gets difficult, they will lose their minds. They will suffer mental breakdowns, and they will not know what to do, and they will lash out. One of the phrases that you will hear a lot in the future is, quote, no one could have seen this coming, right? No one could have seen this coming. You'll hear that. You're probably already hearing it. The food shortages, right? The currency collapse, war with Russia. No one could have seen this coming. Actually, plenty of people saw it coming, but most people did not pay attention. Most people denied the reality of what was happening all around them. So the truth is they couldn't see it coming. But there are plenty of people who did see it coming. You're probably one of them. I know I'm one of them. I've seen a lot coming. The other phrase you'll hear a lot is, quote, there's nothing we could have done to prevent this. And you'll hear this from people who are destitute, who are starving, who have lost their home, lost everything. And they'll tell themselves, oh, there's nothing we could have done to stop this. Nothing we could have done differently. Actually, and not trying to rub it in when someone's down, obviously, I don't wish for any negative situations for anyone, but there are plenty of things you could have done to prevent that. You could have, number one, lived within your means. Instead of living on debt all the time, you could have controlled your spending, perhaps. That's just one common sense idea. The second thing is you could have gotten prepared. You could have had extra food. And it doesn't even need to be expensive food. You could have gone to the grocery store and just bought bags of beans and rice and maybe wheat berries from somewhere and whatever. You could have lived on less. There are all kinds of things you could have done. You could have had more ammo instead of more cruises. Can you believe people are still going on cruises? I know, it's like going on a cruise. Like, really? As the world is about to collapse and you could get stuck on a ship in the middle of the Caribbean or something, maybe you could use the cruise money to buy ammo or something else that would serve you well. I'm just saying, everybody's got choices. And, you know, hey, if you've been waiting a lifetime to take a cruise with some special people, that's fine. Go for it. I'm not condemning somebody for taking a cruise. I'm just saying, think about your priorities. And at the end of the day, when this all comes down, understand that you will find yourself in the position that you created for yourself. And while those who fail to prepare, they will lash out, you know, they'll blame Putin and his magical time machine. They'll blame conservatives. They'll blame, I don't know, maybe they'll blame God. They'll blame whoever, but they'll never blame themselves when they are fully responsible for their own circumstances. So take action now to put yourself in the situation that would be beneficial to you when reality hits, and it's coming very rapidly. Reality is about to hit the fan. Not everybody's going to be happy about that, but you can be depending on your level of preparation. Now, a couple of things that you can do, some resources. Number one, you can check out my how-to videos at prepwithmike.com. I know that Marjorie Wildcraft has a really great free webinar on how to grow food. Registration is required, but you can find that at icangrowfood.com. I've also got a free downloadable audiobook, completely free, registration required. You just enter your email, you can download it. It's called Resilient Prepping. It's available now, finally. Free download, all of it. Just go to resilientprepping.com. Download, listen, read the transcript, start getting prepared. And there are lots of other free resources all over the web, by the way, of how to get prepared for what's coming. So take advantage of those assets, and there are great channels on Brighteon too. You know, survival content, survival videos on Brighteon and other platforms. Take advantage of that and get yourself ready, because reality is about to hit the fan, and it's going to be very ugly for people who are not mentally prepared. All right, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my website, and you can also hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. God bless you. Take care.